What's up, Spartans? It's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, your chief mind doc here at Spartan, where every Wednesday I'm helping you get your mind clear so that you can show up the way that you want to, both on the race course and the race in life. All right, today we're diving into how to plan the right way. What? I know, weird. There actually is a right way to plan and to set yourself up for success, because oftentimes we don't do that. We put expectations super, super high. We go at things without a plan. And what ends up happening? We end up stumbling, we end up struggling, and then we end up believing that we can't do it in the first place. So I'm gonna walk you through something called the planning fallacy. And that's gonna help you understand how to plan the right way. So the planning fallacy is really when we overestimate our ability to get something done. Now, those of you training out there, just imagine it, right? It's your first day of training. You're like, oh, I can knock out 2 miles in 16 minutes, no problem. And then it takes you 24. Well, that's because we usually overestimate our ability. Now, I know there might be some of you out there thinking, wait, what? But I'm so insecure. This probably doesn't happen to me. No, actually, it happens to all of us. This is a psychological phenomenon that we all encounter at any given point, right? Okay, so there's that first part, you overestimating your ability. And usually we do that for two different reasons. One is we believe that we are going to have perfect conditions when we plan something, okay? So again, let's go back to that running example where you say, I'm gonna do this in 16 minutes, running 2 miles, right? But then it takes you 24 minutes. Well, maybe it took you 24 minutes because you had to kneel down and tie your shoe, and there was somebody out on the trail who was a little bit slower than you and you couldn't find a way around them. Oh, and the stoplight didn't turn green, and so you had to wait. I mean, there's a bunch of different stuff that actually prevents you from going about something the way that you want to. But we usually, when we plan something, we assume perfect conditions. And that's just gonna get you into trouble because life isn't perfect, right? And there are not perfect conditions out there. Here's another example of that. Let's say I'm just planning on doing some errands and I say to myself, well, I've got 30 minutes, I can get them all done, right? Well, but in planning that, I'm not actually taking into consideration that I might hit every red light on the way there, or that at the grocery store, somebody might be in my way and taking a really long time deciding what kind of frozen dinner they want. Or the woman at the register wants to talk about her granddaughter's birthday, and that takes a lot of time, right? So again, it's about understanding that there aren't gonna be perfect conditions, but we fall into this planning fallacy when we assume perfect conditions. The second part of the planning fallacy is we overestimate our ability because we usually ignore data from the past. And we all fall into this, right? Imagine that you've tried 14 different diets and none of them have worked, so now you're gonna try number 15. And what's the thing you say to yourself? Well, this time's gonna be different. Well, yeah, I mean, it could be different, and that might be great for you if you're working on your relationship with food. However, maybe it would be helpful for you to think about those previous 15 other times that you tried to change your relationship with food. And what happened? How did you struggle? Why did you struggle? What got in the way, right? Take data, take that information and use it in the present. But usually we don't do that, right? So again, with the planning fallacy, we're looking at two things. One, we assume perfect conditions, and two, we don't take data from the past. So the big question, well then how do we plan the right way? All right, let's go back to those two things. First, don't assume perfect conditions. Actually, assume the worst conditions. Assume that Joe DeSena is out there throwing everything in front of you that's gonna make it difficult. And usually if you're a Spartan racer, you know that he does that, right? So imagine that. Imagine that if you've got errands and you're thinking about how much time you have, all right, well, I'm gonna imagine that I'm gonna hit the red light. I'm gonna imagine that somebody slow is gonna be at the grocery store and that somebody's gonna wanna talk my ear off about their granddaughter's birthday. There you go. Now you're tacking on more time, but you're planning the right way. You're setting yourself up for success and putting yourself in alignment with reasonable expectations, right? Okay, so then the second part is use data from the past, right? If you're working towards something, use the past as a really great encyclopedia of knowledge for how you can move forward in the present, right? So if in the past, let's say in changing your relationship with food, you've always really struggled when it comes to buffets, all right, then maybe for the first few weeks of trying this new meal plan you're on, don't go to buffets, all right? Try not to ignore some of that stuff. Actually bring it into the present, and that's gonna set you up for success in your planning and make you plan the right way. Thanks for watching Spartan Mind, part of the Spartan Up podcast family. Now, we are here every day rolling out episodes for you, your family in resilience training. We've got episodes on mind, body, spirit, athleticism, leadership. We are here for you to help build you up so you can be the better human we know you want to be. I'll see you next time.